Good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This might be one of the later girls' games you'll have, and you know why. We are here in the 2025-26 postseason. The Kemper Knights and the Red Oak Tigers are going to be playing here. It's a Hawkeye 10 matchup that has been played a couple of times throughout the years, you know. It's been teams that have played throughout their history here. Kemper has won the last three against the Red Oak Tigers here back on the 12th of December. They won 67-35 back on the 1st of January 2025, 64-13, and the 12th, or the 8th of December of 2023, they won 63-22. Coming in tonight, both teams suffered losses to close out the regular season. Red Oaks was against Southwest Valley. It was a 62-29 loss. And then for Kemper, it was St. Albert over at the KC Center, 64-17. The Knights kind of had a sour taste as they left Des Moines that night. But you know what? It's going to be fun. We're going to have some Hawkeye 10 basketball here tonight in the postseason. You're listening live to the Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. You can check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Going to be coming to you live tonight from the Gatorade broadcast booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Got my Gatorade water bottle sitting to my right here. Got to stay hydrated myself, even with plenty of action going on tonight. We had almost 8 hours, I don't even know how long we were at it. But, I mean, Jeff and I sat there for the entire length of all of our state qualifying wrestling meets and got all that typed up. You can go find it there. We also typed up swimming, where Tegan Renzi won a state title for the Carroll Tigers. He had league and cease in there as well, a couple of relays for him, with Weston Toft and Landon Cadwell able to do some fun things down at the state meet. We're going to go ahead and step away. We're going to come back in about 2 minutes here. We'll have more of your Mackey Motors tailgate.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers that said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn. Shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at
712-792-1755. Live tonight, Gatorade broadcast is distributed by Pepsi Beverages, and we're heading into a fun matchup tonight as we're going to see plenty of action as the Kemper Knights come in at 15-5 on the season under head coach Justin Yetmore again at the Hawkeye 10 at conference. You got the Red Oak Tigers coming in as well under head coach Carter Bruce from the Hawkeye 10 conference coming in at 5-17 on this season. And you know what? I think it's going to be fun. If we look at these teams, Kemper comes in their last five. They were 3-2 in their last of five as they dropped a game to Newman Catholic here at home, and they dropped that game at the KC Center to St. Albert. And for Red Oak, They are 0-5 in their last five. They've lost five straight here. Southwest Valley, Missouri Valley, Griswold, and HSTW with a four that I got on my sheet that they have lost two in a row. Kemper against St. Albert struggled a little bit with the press. They got trapped in corners, couldn't get a lot of shots off, couldn't get a lot of clean looks at the basket. And when they did, there was a lot of girls behind them to block some shots. So tonight it's going to be about getting clean looks. I mean, this Red Oak team isn't very deep when you look at the numbers-wise. You're sitting at about eight or nine girls, maybe seven. I don't know exactly when you look out on the court because there has been some mix-ups of both teams, and that's what I was going to get to next year. For the Knights, they're going to be running a different starting lineup as Olivia Schenkelberg is going to be inactive due to an illness here, and you've seen that about 1,000 times this season. I don't even know how many times I can count on my fingers and toes that there has been a guy, girl, any gender, any sport that has been inactive due to illness with what's going around. But Morgan Mashing going to get her fourth career start this season against the Red Oak Tigers once again here. If you look at them head-to-head, Kemper gives up 45 points a game. Red Oak gives up 53. Kemper averages 50. Red Oak averages 32. Kemper shoots the ball better at 34 to 23. Three-point better, 30 to 19. They rebound it by 0.2 better, and they turn the ball over less. The winner of this game will play the winner of Atlantic and Van Meter coming up on the 18th, which it'll be an exciting day when, you know, either team gets to the next round, because I think both teams, especially Kemper, have aspirations of making it to the postseason and making it to the state tournament. I mean, they're going to run into, more than likely, Des Moines Christian if Kemper is able to get all the way. Red Oak as well, more than likely going to run into Des Moines Christian, but it's now the postseason, and every coach says this now that I've talked to him. We are 0-0 heading into the postseason. That is how it works. We're going to go ahead and step away one more time. We'll be back in about 3 minutes to give you your starting lineups for four.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Welcome back again to your Mackey Motors tailgate. We're going to run you through your starting lineups here for Class 3A at District 2 opening round postseason basketball here at the Kemper Catholic High School for the Red Oak Tigers, coming in at 5-17 under head coach Carter Bruce in the Hawkeye 10. They're going to be starting a 5'8 junior in Keeley Jones, a 5'6 senior in Ellison Johnson, a 5'8 junior Natalie Johnson, a 5'7 junior in Marielle Ramirez, and a 5'6 senior in Emily Sebenicker. They are going to be a little outmatched by size here as you look at the Kemper Knights, 15-5 on the season under head coach Justin Yetmar, coming out of the Hawkeye 10 Conference as well. Going to be starting a 5'2 senior in Kaylee Simons, a 5'7 senior in Elsa Tiefenthaler, a 5'11 junior in Addie Antober, a 5'9 senior in Charlotte Hackford, and a 5'4 junior in Morgan Mashing. Should be some very good basketball here tonight. I had to fix my sheet a little bit. Accidentally typed freshman instead of senior for Miss Elsa Tiefenthaler, and I think the Knights would appreciate if maybe she went back to her freshman year with how she's played over the last couple of years for the Knights here. But again, tonight's focus for Kemper, win the ball game. I mean, there is nothing outside of that for the postseason now. Let's look to the next game. Let's see what we can improve on for this next game. It's win the game that's ahead of you. Finish the task that's at hand. And that's what you just got to do tonight here. Again, both teams getting their starting lineups underway. Red Oak going to be in a very similar to Carroll color scheme. You know, you got that orange and black Tigers. You got the black uniforms, orange across the shoulders, some white lettering as well for Kemper. White jerseys, red lettering, a little bit of yellow in there as well. Going to have the national anthem coming up in just a little bit here as well. We're going to go ahead and step away. When we come back, we'll have tip off.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor today online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feldfire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feldfire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feldfire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landlocked seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Ready to roll, Carroll? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip-off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
Still getting lineups underway. We went with the national anthem first, so a little different order than what we normally do in the postseason here. But you know what? That's all right. As long as we're back on the air and in time for your tip-off, the Hawkeyes heading this year was kind of a three-horse race if you look at it. But the two horses that came down the finale was on Tuesday: the Kemper Knights and the St. Albert Saints. I forget because they're the Falcons and the Saints combined. Different ways there. But you look at that. Kemper fell by a score again of 64-17, so they took second in the Hawkeye 10 this season, which was, you know, an amazing feat. And I went down to Justin Yetmar, and I talked to him, and I go, you know, what are the girls feeling? And he goes, everyone talks about the negative. You know, you lose to St. Albert, and you close out the season that way, but they closed out the season 8-2 in their final 10. They closed the season out 15-5 in total, and they were second in one of the harder conferences that we have in this area. So nothing to hang your head about, nothing to really be that, you know, unsure about. It's just that sour taste of kind of slanting off into the postseason as you head into what is going to be the most important time of the year for the Kemper Knights. Down in the circle, Natalie Johnson, Addie Antover, set to tip things off for both teams here. Ball up in the air, and it's going to be tipped up, and Antover going to tip it over. It's going to be taken away by Sevenicker. She'll hand it off now to Johnson. We'll try and differentiate here. We got two Johnsons on the floor. Jones throws it straight into Kaylee Simon's hands. And that'll be a steal for the Kemper Knights. Layup, Elsa Tiefenthaler, no good. Rebound coming back down this way. Back in the hands of Jones. She'll work it up to the top, to the far side now. Get up to the top for Johnson. 2-3 zone for the Kemper Knights. Ball back to Jones in the right corner. She'll drive. Kick back out pass. Tiefenthaler goes up. One hand. Odell Beckham Jr. style. Left hand down the lane. This time gets it herself. And the Knights are up 2-0 to start this ballgame. Kemper again in that 2-3 zone. Going to be headed by Elsa Tiefenthaler and Morgan Mashing. Jumper up on the way. No good. Long rebound going to be taken away by the Tigers. And a steal by Morgan Mashing. The third in three possessions for the Kemper Knights to start this game. Antover open from the three. Top of the key. Shot up on the way. Back rim. No good. Finds a rebound in the hands now of Ramirez. 2-0. We are just a minute into the girls' postseason for Class 3A. A step-through pass, going to go to Siebenecker, and it goes over the head of Jones, and out of bounds. So yet again, another turnover, still 2-0 for the Kemper Knights here, 6:49 to play in quarter number one. Tonight again, coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages, Kemper Knights, Red Oak Tigers for Class 3A, Region 2's opening round. Tiefenthaler at the top of the key, passes it inside Antover, kick out pass to Simons, right wing three up on the way, no good, rebound Antover, put back layup, good as well for Addie Antover. Antover's done that all season as she's been able to, you know, find creases in a defense like that to be able to get buckets for the Knights. Has Hackford pressuring the ball here. Johnson going to drive inside, tries to go over Antover, shot blocked on the way, rebound on the backside, going to be cleared and kicked out to Jones. Jones back inside, Antover going to be right there, and a turnover on the travel by Mariel Ramirez. I talked about this in the Carroll game the other day. Tall, athletic defenders are able to do things like that, where you just stand there and you intimidate a girl, because you're like, well, she blocks a lot of shots, so I'm not going to go up on her there. So that's what really forced the travel. Inside, Tiefenthaler, right block, no good, but the foul going to be called, which will send Tiefenthaler to the line to shoot two. This foul going to be on Marielle Ramirez, her first of the night. Tiefenthaler having an outstanding season shooting the free throw, 67%. She's 88 for 131. Count that for 89 for 132 instead as she knocks down the first one. She's got three of the five on the board, the second one up, and you can bet on that one. The 6-0 Kemper Knights. Tiefenthaler buries both free throws. The Knights back in their 2-3 zone again, pressuring the ball. Simons on the outside with Jones. Skip pass, going to be tipped by Tiefenthaler into the backcourt, and it's going to roll. 7 Nickern, going to pick it up and bring it to the front court, dribbles back to her right side now at center court, spins back to her left, meets Morgan Mashing, who takes the ball away and gets her second steal. Mashing going up on the right side, and one! Morgan Mashing, right side layup, up and good, count the basket and center the line to shoot another one. You go with the old, trying to get the old school three-point play, and it's 8-0 Kuemper Knights on the and one for Morgan Mashing. Mashing to the line has shot 29 free throws at 38% this season. Mashing's free throw up, no good. Rebound going to be cleared this time on the right block by Ellison Johnson, who will now bring it to the front court. Mashing there to guard her, Tiefenthaler to her left as well. They're going to work it to the elbow. Kick pass back out. One dribble top to Johnson once again, or to Siebenecker. Now to Johnson at the top of the key. She'll go inside for the outside for Siebenecker. No good. Rebound cleared by Kaylee Simons. And the Knights out and running once again. Into the corner. Charlotte Hackford, corner three up. Got it to go. And the Knights are rolling here in quarter number one. It's 11-0 Kuemper. Assist that time going to go to Kaylee Simons as well. As the Knights are playing Kuemper ball that you've seen all season. A turnover for Red Oak. It'll go back Kemper's way once again. 11-0. 5 minutes to go here in quarter number one. Kuemper leading the Red Oak Tigers. We're going to go ahead and step away with the timeout. We're back in 30 seconds here on a 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIN.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for Sukup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality Sukup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-20. Halber Enterprises and Sukup Manufacturing, built strong, back local.
We are back here on a KCIM 11-0 Kuemper Knights here in quarter number one. We're just 3 minutes into the Class 3A postseason. You've got four steals, three of them coming within the three opening possessions of the game for Red Oak there. You got two for Morgan Mashing, one from Elsa Tiefenthaler, and one from Kaylee Simons. An assist from Simons as well on that last three-pointer from Charlotte Hackford. And, you know, I talked about this before. Kuemper, if they're really fired up after what happened with St. Albert, you're going to see them play with this intensity, and you're going to see them play very hard and want to win this game by a lot of points. Inside, Tiefenthaler, kick out to Simons, pump fake, drives baseline, bounce back to Tiefenthaler, goes up with the right hand and gets it to go. Simons picking up her second assist, and it's 13-0 now as the Knights are rolling on offense. Shot up no good, rebound Addie Antover, excuse me. Antover hit the floor hard there. Charlotte Hackford on the right wing, kicks it back out to Mashing. Mashing at the elbow. Now to Simons, left wing three-pointer up on the way, no good. Long rebound, going to be fought for in the corner. And they'll kick it back out now, this time to Johnson. She gets to the front court, and before she gets there, picks up her dribble, puts it back down. A double dribble for the Red Oak Tigers, and yet again, another turnover here as the Knights are leading at 13-0. 4:20 to go in this first quarter. Mashing going to dribble to the top and hand off to Tiefenthaler at the top of the key. Tiefenthaler going to walk out and set up an offense. That's the elbow for Antover. Now back to Tiefenthaler, who Euro steps in and is fouled on the way up. And that'll be Siebenecker's second foul, which will send Tiefenthaler to the line to shoot two once again as she goes up and is fouled on the shot. They're going to call it on the floor instead, actually. So that will be an inbounds pass yet again. You're going to have Elsa Tiefenthaler set to inbound. A box set for the Knights. Throws it into Mashing. Short jumper off the board. No good. Tipped out rebound taken by Charlotte Hackford. Her first of the night. Getting it over now to Tiefenthaler to Simons. Back to Tiefenthaler on the right wing. Fires up the right wing three and got it. Elsa Tiefenthaler, first three-pointer of the night. The assist going to Kaylee Simons. She's got three and it's 16-0 now for Kuemper. Elsa Tiefenthaler having a nice night shooting the ball. Ball on the floor. Hackford going to dive for it. And she's going to pick up the foul going across the arm there of Johnson. That'll be Charlotte Hackford's first foul of the evening. Kaylee Simons going to check out. Mackenzie Yetmar checking into this ball game. The Knights pressuring the ball at any chance they can get. Inbounds this time, going to go over to Erickson. She drives, layup blocked partially by Antover. Rebound taken away by Charlotte Hackford. Be her second kick pass to the front court for Tiefenthaler. Left hand layup up and good. Charlotte Hackford picking up the assist. It's now 18-0 for the Kemper Knights here in quarter number one. Pressuring the ball once again. Got to get it out. Going to get it over this time to Jones. Back to the corner now for Ramirez. Ramirez back to Jones. She slips with the ball. And a turnover yet again for Red Oak. 18-0. 3:16 to go here in quarter number one. Again, the pressure that the Kemper Knights are throwing at Red Oak right now, I'm not going to say it's too much for them, but they just have not found a way to handle it just yet. Tiefenthaler goes to her right, now on the elbow. They kick it out to Yetmar. Back to Tiefenthaler. Deep range three from the right side. No good. Long rebound tipped up. It's going to be a fight for it, and it's going to be tipped out this time by Ellison Johnson. So the Knights going to regain possession here down on the near sideline, right in front of that Red Oak bench. Mashing to inbound to Yetmar. Back to mashing now in this deep left corner. Back to Yetmar at the top. Back to mashing once again. Playing some hot potato down the left side of the court. Kick out to Hackford. Sets up, shoots it, and puts it through the net. Charlotte Hackford knocking down the three. Morgan Mashing picking up the assist. And it's now 21-0 Kemper Knights. You're in the first quarter. Ball pressure going to be kicked out now to Johnson. Johnson goes inside. Ball tipped out. Antover going to come up with the steal. That'll be her first of the night. Stolen right back instead. Shot up, no good. And it'll be blocked out of bounds by Addie Antover on the way up. Again, 21-0 run to start this game for the Kemper Knights. They have gotten plenty of turnovers throughout the duration of this game so far. You've seen time and time again that the Knights have done the right thing defensively. Inbounds pass. They're going to try and throw it to the top. Elsa Tiefenthaler doing her best. Again, Odell Beckham Jr. impression. She goes down the left side. Left-hand layup. Scoops it up and over the rim to get it into the bucket. 23-0 for the Kemper Knights as they lead here in quarter number one. And a push going to be called here on Caitlin Yetmar. She checked into the game a little bit ago for Charlotte Hackford. Yetmar picking up her first of the night. The second of the night for the Kemper Knights. A lot of Knights here tonight. Inbounds are looking to go to the right corner. We'll get it in this time. Kick back up now to Erickson. Erickson bound to the corner for Johnson. Johnson throws it inside. Meets Antover in there as well. Red Oak going to regain possession. Dribbling it out to the outside now. Girl's going to go and try and trap her. Throws it off of Mashing's foot, so it'll stay on Red Oak's end. 22 seconds to go on the shot clock. A minute 56 to go on this first quarter game clock. And five fouls in this game. Three on Red Oak, two on Kemper. Very clean game so far. And a block on Elsa Tiefenthaler. On that right side, Johnson tried to dribble around her. And Elsa kind of put her hands up and stood there. And she's going to get called for the block. 23-0 still our score here in quarter number one. Jones going to bounce past it outside. Three-point shot from the top of the key up. No good. Long rebound going to be taken away by Caitlin Yetmar. It'll be her first of the night. Yetmar back out to the corner for Tiefenthaler. Let's see if she gets it. No good. Antover goes in for the rebound. Going to be fouled on the shot. That'll be her third rebound of the night. Streaking down kind of that center court there. Caught the rebound from Elsa Tiefenthaler. Is able to go up with it and going to be a foul. We'll see who they assess this foul on now. It'll be on Ellison Johnson. Antover to the line. Misses the first one. Again, coming in this season, shooting 60%. 38 for now, 64 on the season. Just 0 for 1 from the line in this first trip. Second one up on the way. Knocks this one down. It's now 24-0 Kemper Knights. Front court, Red Oak going to fire it inside. Shot up over Antover. She'll block it. It's her own rebound. Antover going to turn and pass it up to Mashing. Mashing down the right side. Look to bounce past it. Kicks it off to Yetmar. Back to Mashing. Then it's Tiefenthaler in the corner. Fires up the left wing three-pointer and gets it to go. A timeout from Red Oak here. A minute and 13 to go. It's 27-0 Kemper Knights. And I think we're going to keep it here if they don't head to the bench. It's a 30 seconds, so we will. Let's look at what we've got here. Elsa Tiefenthaler, 2 3-pointers here. She's got 8 normal buckets. So I'm going to count this up. 8, 11, 14, 16 of the 27. And that's in this first quarter alone. So she's having a great night so far. Outside of that, you got a 2 3-pointer from Charlotte Hackford, a bucket from Morgan Mashing, one from Antover, and a free throw as well. Tonight's leading 27-0 here in quarter number one. Coming to you live tonight from the Gatorade Broadcasting here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. And this is the opening round matchup between the 2-seed Kemper Knights and the 3-seed Kemper Knights and the 6-seed Red Oak Tigers. The winner will go face the winner of Atlantic and Van Meter. That'll come up on the 18th. It's only about 7:13, so we're really flying through this game so far as we're getting into the later parts of this first quarter. Yetmar going to be guarding on the outside with Erickson. Erickson out now to Jones. Jones bounced past Erickson on the left wing. She'll drive baseline. Layup up on the way, no good. Backside rebound cleared by Kaylee Simons. And the Knights with the ball once again, under a minute to go. Mackenzie Yetmar drives inside, gets past the defender, floater up on the way, no good. Backside rebound taken this time by Ramirez for the Tigers. Ramirez, couple of dribbles, gets to the front court, hands it off now to Johnson. Johnson dribbles to her right. Pass it off now to Erickson, who travels with the ball at the top of the key. Didn't put her dribble down before she gets to the bucket. And she will turn the ball over once again, 39 seconds to go. The Knights will more than likely use a lot of this shot clock here, unless they get a really good look that they like. 27-0. A three can put them up 30-0 going into the second quarter. Tiefenthaler moves to her left side now, goes to her right off a screen from Antover. Bounce past the Simons to the corner for Yetmar. Thought about it, goes inside for Antover. Over the defense, layup no good. And she'll head to the line to shoot two instead, as she's fouled on the way up. This one going to be a foul on Marielle Ramirez. Antover, again, 1 for 2 from her first trip. Goes to the line to shoot two to make it 28 or 29-0 in a quarter number one. This one back rim, no good. She came in shooting 60%, but, you know, playoff nerves are in the air. You know that these are all meaningful free throws, even if you look up at the board and see 27-0. Second one up for Antover. This one good as well to make it now 28-0 Kemper Knights to start this ball game. Erickson into the front court. Pass off to Johnson, who drives inside. Gets around Antover. Shot up no good. Has an open shot this time on the second one. No good as well. Tiefenthaler going to clear her first rebound of the game unofficially. Elsa going to kick it to the front court to the corner for Simons, who drives baseline. Simons bounce pass to Antover on the inside. Layup up and good. Addie Antover getting a go. That'll do it for the quarter. That'll be the fourth assist for Kaylee Simons, and it's 30-0. After this first quarter, we're going to go ahead and step away for a minute. We're back again here on KCIM next with your second quarter action.
Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info@carolsitsupport.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
Back here on a KCIM 30-0 Kemper Knights here after quarter number one. Kaylee Simons gets the ball off the inbound, pass to Mashing, back to Simons on the outside. They're working a 2-3 zone. Over to Hackford, pops the three on the left wing, comes up short, rebound, going to be tipped out. Goes right by Kaylee Simons, it's tipped out, last touch this time by Keeley Jones. So the Knights going to regain possession once again, up 30-0, 7:47 to go in our first half. We'll have our Mackey Motors halftime coming up at the conclusion of this first half. Mashing uses her pivot very well, goes to the short corner for Antover. Tiefenthaler has it tipped out from behind, will regain possession, throw up to Hackford, to Mashing, to Simons, right wing, back to Mashing, top of the key, goes down low for Antover, one dribble goes inside, shot up and gets it to go. With the pressure, you have an assist from Morgan Mashing, her second, and it's 32-0 for the Kemper Knights. Front court, Johnson fires it up from Narnia. Almost, well, I would say, Taryn Peterson range there. And it doesn't get it to go. Rebound going to be taken away this time. Outside corner, Simons. Bounce pass inside for Tiefenthaler. Playing the post tonight. Hackbert to Mashing. To the corner for Antover. Inside for Tiefenthaler, who's wide open. Left-hand layup. Gets it to go. And the Knights are just rolling in this first half. 34-0. And the Red Oak Tigers in the front court. Short turnaround. Jumper up. No good. Elsa Tiefenthaler going to clear her second rebound. And she'll push it to the front court. Got it into the corner now. Hackbert three-pointer up on the way. Front rim no good. Tiefenthaler clears the rebound. It's going to be fouled on the way down. And yet again, another foul on a Red Oak here. That one going to be on Ellison Johnson, her second of the ball game. As we're going to have Miley Johnson, the 5'6 freshman for Red Oak, checking into the ball game now. She will check in for Natalie Johnson. Kick to the corner. Simons open from three from the right side. Front rim, no good. Rebound tip. Mashing going to go up and get it. And they're going to call a foul instead. I'm a little shocked on that one. I'm not at the same time when you look up and see it. Mashing going to pick up her first foul of the night. And a turnover for the Kemper Knights. 34-0. Quarter number two. Simons at the top of the key. You got Ants over there as well. Almost like a 1-1. But they're going to go man instead. Shot up and gets it to go. First bucket of the night, and it's the first one for Red Oak. It's 34-2. 6:20 is when they scored that one, and we're going to call a travel on Kaylee Simons. Simons a little shaken up after that play, but 34-2 our score now in quarter number two. Front court now. Jones going to walk it up at center court. Knights have switched out of a 2-3 zone and now put themselves into a man-to-man. Kick pass inside, stolen away. Antover going to be the one to pick up her second steal. In the front court, Mashing, right-hand layup up and good. Elsa Tiefenthaler picking up the assist there, her first of the night, 36-2 now. And we're going to have a foul on Mashing here as she holds on the play. Mashing going to pick up her second of the ball game again. Jeff and I get the pleasure of going home after this ball game, and after his ball game up at Carroll High, we will type up our Brinks Exterior Sports Report and talk about all these games. You can go check out the ESAC game that will be on there. You can check out the other game with Carroll on there. Rebound going to Charlotte Hackford on the shot, going short. That will be her third of the ball game. Antover to the front court, kicks it up. Tiefenthaler to Simons. Got it up and through the net. I tell you what, a pass like that from Elsa Tiefenthaler, you don't see too often, but you see it just enough to know that she's got it in her bag. Down low, shot her ball almost stolen away by Simons. 38-2 our score now. And I have Mackenzie Yetmar, Caitlin Yetmar checking in. Addie Antover and Kaylee Simons checking out of the ball game. 18 points in this first half for Elsa Tiefenthaler, as she's leading all scorers by far. Inbounds, going to throw it to the top, picked up by Siebenecker. She'll dribble to her right. Tiefenthaler cuts her off over the head, stolen away by Mackenzie Yetmar, her first steal of the night. Yetmar, a couple of dribbles, pass it off to Hackford now in the deep corner. Back to Yetmar, back to Hackford, open for three in the left corner, no good. Rebound going to be tipped out. Hackford gets her own, drives inside, layup, gets it to go. And that's what you've seen Charlotte grow her game into. She used to be just a pure shooter. She now can go in and do things like that. And it's now 40-2 for the Kemper Knights. Rebound going to be stolen away. Yetmar picking up her first steal of the night. It'll be Caitlin Yetmar exactly. Kick out pass to Tiefenthaler in the corner to give her 21. No good. Rebound tipped. Going to be taken away this time now by Jones. Erickson going to walk into the front court. Gets pressured. Has to turn and find her way up to the front court. We'll get there now with Mashing and Yetmar on her. And a timeout by head coach Carter Bruce before the travel. So we will head to the timeout with him. We're going to get a full timeout, and we're going to take it with him here. Let's see. Yep. Nope, not a full timeout, so we'll keep it here. Let's look at what this game's been. 30-0 was the largest lead of the night. It's now 38 points as it's 42. And I tell you what, Kemper playing with a vengeance. I mean, I said it when we first talked in this game, that if Kemper comes out and plays like they were mad, plays like what they should have against St. Albert, they're going to come out and they're going to hammer them. They're up 38 right now, 40-2 into this quarter. It's 10-7 for Carroll over Humboldt at the end of the first quarter over there. I saw Isak up on at Madrid as well. 42 right here. We'll have an interview with head coach Justin Yetmar after the game. I don't think he's going to be pretty upset with what he's seen so far. There's been a little couple of errors here and there, but you can't really nitpick that much. Inbounds going to Sebenicker. Paying it back off now to Johnson. Johnson stops at the top of the key. Pass to the left wing back again for Sebenicker. She'll spin back inside. Turn around pass to Johnson, who has to go find it. Backdoor pass. Going to be picked up. Layup attempt up. No good. Going to be Millie Antover picking up her first rebound of the night. Ball to the front court. Mashing. Tough layup. No good. Rebound going to be taken away by Johnson. Mashing going to dive for it. Doesn't get the ball. And that's a recover on defense. Kick to the corner now. Three-point shot up on the way. No good. Rebound taken away by the Tigers. And a foul on Amelia Antover as she reaches in to try and get that ball out. 40-2. You see Coach Yetmar saying just stay straight up. I mean, Millie's a tall girl at 5'9". Maybe I'd even give her about 5'10". 42 still our score. 40-2, I should say, because I don't want anyone to be confused if I'm saying 42. Ball going to go off of the Red Oak Tigers, Sebenicker's foot. And it'll be Kemper, nice ball again with a chance to go up 40 here into this first half. 3:43 to go. Tiefenthaler going to walk it up to the front court. Also going to get to her left side and find Caitlin Yetmar. Out of the corner once again for Mackenzie Yetmar. Back over to Mashing now. Mashing looking, couple of dribbles, hands off to Tiefenthaler, top of the key. Over to Mackenzie Yetmar. Mackenzie back over to Tiefenthaler. Deep range. Three. Comes up a little short. And it's out of bounds. Last touch here by the Knights. Tiefenthaler going to check out of the game. Simon's going to check into the ballgame. And you knew also wanted that one. She kind of turns over and looks and kind of shakes her head. You know, she wants that one to go through. All going to be worked across now. Erickson double screen. Dribbles back inside. It was now to the bottom for Johnson. Johnson inside, layup attempt no good. Rebound taken away by Mackenzie Yetmar. She tries to fire it up, finds Simons open. Simons scoop layup up, and a good. So for Mackenzie Yetmar, a rebound and an assist and a bucket for Kaylee Simons there, as the Knights now lead 42-2. Deep range, three-point shot up on the way, no good. Rebound again to Mackenzie Yetmar, her second now in a row. As she'll turn and push. And a travel going to be called on Yetmar here. She picks up her pivot foot. So a turnover for the Kemper Knights. 42-2 are a score here. A 40-point lead in this first half. Got plenty of festivities going on. The dunk contest going on for the NBA right now. I used to watch that. I'm not a big fan of it anymore with, you know, kind of it being a gimmick thing now. You know, not a lot of good athletes in it anymore. I say that as a lot of those guys can dunk, and I cannot. Johnson going to drive inside. Her runner going to be blocked on the way up, and she'll travel with it as the ball never left her hand, but her feet left the ground. 42-2. 2:25 to go here in quarter number one. And I meant half number one, not quarter number one there. Hackford, right wing, back to Millie Antor, top of the key. Over now to Caitlin Yetmar. Caitlin going to take a couple of dribbles, pass it off down to Kaylee Simons. Simons down low for Antover. Millie going to turn with the ball here. Kicks it out to Charlotte Hackford. Over to Caitlin Yetmar once again. To Hackford to Millie. Over now to Yetmar. Or excuse me, to Simons. Tried to go inside for Yetmar. Tipped away, taken away by Sebenicker. She'll get to the front court and hand it off for Johnson. Ellison Johnson works to her left. Hands it off now to Sebenicker, and she'll slip the screen, layup up and good for Ellison Johnson, and the Knights 40-point lead taken away as it's now 42-4. Lead in favor of the Knights. Caitlin, pass over to Mashing. Mashing over to Simons. Simons looking, gonna pass off to Yetmar on the cut, back to Simons on the outside. Kaylee a couple of dribbles out to Hackford. Hackford gonna drive, kicks off to Antover now. Millie to the corner for Caitlin Yetmar. Cutting drive for Mashing. Shot up on the way. No good. Rebound going to be cleared by Hackford. She'll go up, and she'll be fouled. That'll be Charlotte's fifth rebound of the night, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. That one going to be on Sebenicker. It'll be her third personal foul of the night. It'll be the second of this quarter alone for the Red Oak Tigers. Hackford shot up, rolls it in. She's not gone to the line tonight. She shoots 63%, only 16 free throws on the season. She's now 11 for 17 on the year. Mashing going to take a seat. Check in Mackenzie Yetmar. And you're probably, I mean, with Elsa scoring 18, Elsa might not even play the rest of this game. The second one going through for Charlotte Hackford. And it's now 44-4. Tigers in the front court here. Stolen away by Hackford. Up to Yetmar. Mackenzie Yetmar, a couple of dribbles, works it back out. Again, that steal shot up on the way by Simons. Deep range three, no good. Rebound going to be spot four as Hackford picks up her first steal of the night. And you're seeing Kemper, I mean, Coach Yetmar is still teaching like all good teachers do, even the good times. You got to find something to teach about. 44-4. Green coming here for Erickson, almost lost it, drives to her left side, layup attempt up, no good, backside rebound going to be cleared by Jones, she'll go up and is fouled on the shot. That'll send Keeley Jones to the line to shoot a pair for the Red Oak Tigers. That foul going to go this time here on Caitlin Yetmar, which will be her second of the ballgame. Again, I wouldn't be surprised here if Elsa does not come back into the game, maybe once, as that free throw up and a good for Jones. The first pair of free throw for the Red Oak Tigers tonight. Jones, one of three girls that have shot in the 30 free throw range. The second one up, no good. Caitlin Yetmar going to clear the rebound for the Knights. And she'll get it over to her sister, Mackenzie. Mackenzie going to work to her left. Left-handed point guard gets all the way to the rack. Layup attempt over the defense, no good. Rebound to Millie Antover. She'll be caught with a jump ball, which will remain now on Kemper's side. They're going to set up a man-to-man defense. And then they're going to slide into the 2-3. Knights going to set up a box formation. Inbound, looking to come. They're going to set a couple of screens. Kick pass out. Yetmar open. Pass it back to Simons. Deep range three from the right side up. No good. Long rebound taken away here by Johnson. And a show get it over to Erickson. Excuse me, Jones. Jones, top of the key to her left for Natalie Johnson. Hand off now to Erickson. She'll pump fake and drive inside. Turns it back around. Hand off. This time again, Natalie Johnson, kick pass over, stolen away by Kaylee Simons, diving for the ball. Simons going to pick it out. It's on the floor. They're going to try and fight for it. And we're going to see a jump ball, which will result in Red Oak remaining possession for the final 4.3 of this half. It is 44-5 in this quarter. Kemper opened up on a 30-0 run in the quarter. 4 seconds to go, 3 seconds. Erickson stepping into a deep range three. No good. Rebound. Maybe after the buzzer. So we will head it to the quarter break. 14-5 in that quarter. 44-5 right now in our game. We're going to go ahead and step away. We'll have our Mackey Motors halftime coming up
next. Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Templeton Savings Bank has tradition. It's family-owned since 1923. Templeton Savings Bank also has commitment to helping customers reach their financial goals and dreams. Templeton Savings Bank has vision, providing the latest banking services and products typically only found with bigger financial institutions. Templeton Savings Bank is about trust. It's your neighbor and friend right here in Templeton and Manning. Choose a bank that knows your name. Templeton Savings Bank is on your team. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bruner Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit BrunerLegal.com.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Shoes that look good, feel good, and keep up with your lifestyle. Brown Shoe Fit has them all. Whether you're chasing kids, hitting the gym, or dressing to impress, you'll find a perfect fit in today's top brands. Comfort, variety, and a team that knows how to match you with the right shoe. Don't just wear any pair. Wear the pair that fits your life. Discover more at Brown Shoe Fit in downtown Carroll, where style meets comfort every day.
Time brought by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. A 44-5 lead at the halftime break for the Kemper Knights. We'll run you through the trends of what happened. The Knights opened up on a 34-0 run to open this game. And I don't know if there's any team I've ever seen that's opened up on a 34-0 run. They would break that to make it 34-2. Then after that, it got up to 42-2. Then got to 44-4. We're sitting now at 44-5, a 41-point lead in this quarter. And I tell you what, if I'm Kemper, I don't know if I see Elsa Tiefenthaler. I don't know if I see Kaylee Simons. I don't know if I see Addie Antover. I don't know if any of those girls get put back on the floor for the second half. Maybe for a minute or two, but there's not going to be much time that they're going to be playing during this second half break, as they lead by a score of 39 points heading into the halftime break. Your leader in points tonight, Elsa Tiefenthaler, has got 18. Charlotte Hackford's got 10 up there as well. She's been playing a very solid game for them. Hackford with 5 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. And also with 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. And again, words don't describe kind of what I was picturing there, but 34-0 opened up this run, and the Knights just blew it open. I mean, it has been just nothing but dominance on the offensive end. They shot the ball well to open up the game. They hadn't really lapsed on defense. They had that 2-3 zone going. I wouldn't have been surprised if they kept it on, but I think that Coach Yetmar says, you know what, we're up 34-0. Let's pull a 2-3 zone off, and maybe we can see what else we can do on the defensive end. The Knights going to make their way out here. We're going to go ahead and take one more break, and we'll have our Mackey Motors halftime rolling on after
Since
this.
1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right, I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Since 1984, Culver's has been delighting guests one meal at a time with signature butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen Midwest raised beef. Pair it with Wisconsin cheese curds and made daily, fresh frozen custard. Now that's a winning combination.
Culver's famous custard is made fresh throughout the day, every day. With over 30 toppings to choose from, there is something for everyone. Grab a shake, malt, concrete mixer, or sundae. Find your favorite. Check out the flavor of the day online at Culver's.com.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
Welcome back to your Mackey Motors halftime, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City. Got a funny deal over at Carroll when you look at kind of this town in general. You got the south side winning 44-5, and the north side right now at halftime 20-16 at the halftime there. You got Jersey Spore with 7 points, Elliot Cook with 4 points and 5 rebounds. You also have Madrid East Sac on the radio. East Sac trailing in that one at halftime to Madrid. So you've got plenty of basketball action. I tell you what, I kind of joked about this a little bit ago, too. I'm 6 days straight next week of basketball. I'm almost positive on. I'll give you my schedule here. On Monday, we got Coon Rapids Baird Boys taking on Logan Magnolia. Tuesday, IK Manning Glidden. Wednesday, it depends on the winner of this game and the winner of the Carroll game, because if Carroll wins, I'll head up to Forest City and do the Carroll Forest City game. If Kemper wins tonight and Carroll does not win, I will stay home here and do the Kemper game for the girls. Thursday, I got the Kemper boys opening round against Alto Raleigh or Mance Northwest Webster. Friday is still a TBD to be determined for where I'm going, but I know I'm going out there, so we'll figure it out. But we're going to have 6 days straight of postseason basketball next week. Got some of the Kemper boys in the crowd. I see Ryan Clare, Griffin Glynn, Dylan Schoen over there in the student section. Got Brayton Alford over there, recently committed to Iowa Western, an interview with him as well. Got plenty of athletes over in that student section that do things, are involved in things here at Kemper High School. A minute to go here in our halftime break. You see the Kemper Knights starting lineup sitting on their bench right now, and I wouldn't be surprised, like I said, you let them play for a couple of moments, maybe give them 2-3 minutes, maybe half a quarter, but after that you pull them. I mean, unless Coach Yetmar wants to really send a statement tonight and say, you know what, that St. Albert loss does not affect us, does not change where we're at, then that's where I would let it happen. But outside of that, probably not. Tonight's going to start with the basketball here. 44-5 our score in the halftime break as we keep things rolling along here. Inbound to Elsa Tiefenthaler from Addie Antover, and she'll work to her left side. Comes off the screen on the right. Tiefenthaler, one dribble over to Simons to the corner for Hackford. Pump fakes the three, drives inside, lost the ball, and it's going to be a jump ball. That's our main. Nope, they'll switch it now. They pointed down to the Kemper side. They'll now switch it to the right outside. So a turnover for the Knights to open up the game. Second half. A little mixed up. Mashing, pressuring the ball with Jones. Jones going to get around it. Throws it down low, and it's picked off by Morgan Mashing. And she's going to have her third steal of the night. Tiefenthaler driving inside, kick pass out to Antover, open for three, top of the key. No good. Rebound to Mashing. She drives inside, gets the layup to go. Her first rebound of the night, gets the bucket to go, and she's got 6 on the night. Still playing defense hard. I mean, Morgan's got a motor that does not stop defensively, and that's why she's been a key piece of this Knights offense. Rebound to Tiefenthaler, which will be her third. She'll kick it forward to Mashing, goes over her head and into the hallway where Mr. Rusty Wintermode is standing, the head volleyball coach, one of the more successful volleyball coaches we got in the area, and even probably in the state of Iowa when you look at it. He's probably in the top half. Inbounds now to Keeley Jones, 46-5. Our score here in this third quarter. They're going to work it out to the far side now. Getting it over to Johnson. Johnson drives in around the defense. Layup up no good. Rebound to Tiefenthaler, her fourth of the night. Also to Kaylee in the front court. Kaylee drives inside. Kick pass out to Antober. Defense all are going to drive. Hands it back off to Antober, who sets a down screen. Pop from Hackford, no good. Rebound up in the air. Going to go over the head there of Jones. She'll be doubled in the backcourt and kicks it out now to Johnson. Johnson on the center court, goes across that Kemper logo, works to her left, now to her right. Mashing going to try and go through the screen. They're looking inside. Now going to work it back out instead. Hand off this time, going over to Sebeniker. She'll get inside to Johnson. Spin move, layup up, and good. As she picks up the first bucket of the second half for Red Oak, and it's 46-7. Here in our third quarter action, 5:44 to go. Tiefenthaler to her right, waits at the top, plays a little slow there. And there's going to be a foul down on the baseline. They were trying to hold Charlotte on the screen. And it'll be a foul this time, as we'll see who they assess it on here. That'll be Ellison Johnson's third. That was not a clear shot of the official to see where I could get it. A couple of screens, throwing it in. Mashing open from three. Fires it up from the right wing. No good. Rebound back to Mashing. Gets her own, and she'll hit the floor. You saw Tiefenthaler hit it, and Morgan hitting the floor just as hard there. She picks up her second rebound. And we'll call a foul instead. And that'll be Ellison Johnson's fourth foul. And she'll be subbed out here with four. She's been their main ball handler all night. Tiefenthaler inbound. They're going to run a close box set here now. Right on that elbow. The right elbow the entire time. Inbound now, a couple of weaves. They're going to push everyone to different spots. Inbounds going to Simons. Back to the corner for Tiefenthaler. Thought about the three. Drives baseline. Finds Addie Antover. Layup up and good for the Kemper Knights. Addie Antover picking up her bucket there. And it's now 48-7. Red Oak coming down the floor. Shooting a short jumper up. No good. Long rebound. Going to be saved back into the Red Oak Tigers. And that's why you got to go get it. Ripped away by Antover. As she picks up her third steal. Off to the front court. Tiefenthaler. On her left side, finds Hackford down on the left wing. Up to the top now for Antover. She works back to her left. Gonna set a down screen for Simons. Pass over to Mashing. Mashing dribbles down, hands off to Tiefenthaler, drives in. Kick out to Antover. Works it down to Hackford now. Charlotte gonna get all the way to the bucket. She rips through. Pass out to Mashing once again. She'll drive in right side, tries to go back to the same side, and gets it thrown away by Sebeniker. It's one-on-one with Antover. She drives in. Layup no good. Foul gonna be called on the way. And it'll be a foul on Addie Antover, her first of the night, which will put Emily Sebeniker to the line to shoot two. She comes in shooting 31 for 38 for an 82% free throw percentage on the season. First one up this time, knocks it down. And the lead's cut down to 40. 48-8. Second one up as well. That one's good to go. Now 48-9 here in quarter number three. Our halftime break was 44-5. Trying to find my marking here to mark it off so I know where the quarters are at. Tiefenthaler coming down. She'll work it off to Mashing now, who hands it back off to Hackford. Inside for Mashing. Layup attempt up. No good. There's a high shot and a little bit of contact on the inside. Bringing it down is going to be Jones. She works to her left now. Stops. Bounce pass over to Johnson. Miley Johnson going to work it inside. Ball's tipped. Taken away now this time by Antover. And it'll be a foul on the way up the court as Antover picks up the steal. It'll be Keely Jones' first foul of the night for the Red Oak Tigers. As they've got three in this quarter. Clock still running, obviously, with a 35-point lead. Mashing on the left wing. Looked inside, Antover finds her now. Addie Antover, nice use of the left hand to get it down. Morgan Mashing picking up her third assist. And it's now 50-9. In favor of the Knights as they cut inside there. Going to go for the bucket for the Tigers. Tiefenthaler, pump fake. She's going to drive inside through the contact. Layup no good. They're going to call it on the floor for the foul. And that'll be called on Kaylee Erickson, her first of the night. And for Red Oak, not a deep bench. Got to keep girls out of foul trouble here. Not for the sake of winning, but for the sake of not having people on the floor. Simons runner up on the way. Assist from Elsa Tiefenthaler as she picks up her fourth. And it's 52-11 as Kaylee Simons gets the bucket to go. bringing the ball down. They're going to pass it over to the far side now for Johnson. Miley Johnson jump stops. Pass going to go through a couple of Red Oak Girls' hands. Thrown back inbounds, but she'll touch the line before she throws it back in. And another turnover yet again for Red Oak. 52-11. Inbound to Tiefenthaler in the backcourt. 140 now as she crosses the timeline. Goes to her right, hands off to Hackford. Charlotte going to work it back to her left. Finds Tiefenthaler on the outside. Shot up on the way from the wing. No good. Rebound in the air. Going to be taken away by Jones. And the Tigers out and running this time. Keely Jones throws over the top. Picked off by Elsa Tiefenthaler. Her third steal. She's in front of the pack. Layup attempt up. And a one. Elsa Tiefenthaler got it to go. She'll go to the line to shoot one. And it's now 54-11. Off of the Elsa Tiefenthaler steal. And the and a one. And now you're going to see a hockey substitution. The entire Kemper Knights team, I said it, you know, there was going to be a time in this game where the Kemper Knights take everyone off the floor. And that time is now. You can surely bet on it that you will not see Charlotte, Addie, Kayla, Kaylee, or Morgan. And more than likely Elsa after this free throw is up. And a good. Elsa going to finish the night there with 21 as she makes it 55-11 for the Kemper Knights. Red Oak going to bring it down. Mackenzie Yetmar guarding the ball. Johnson going to go inside. Slip screen layup attempt up and good for Keely Jones, picking up the bucket to go. And it's now 55-11, or 13, excuse me. Millie Antover on the left wing, looking inside at Peterson. They have a couple of wraparounds. Gets it over to Caitlin, over to Mackenzie now. Mackenzie looking inside. Fires it out now to Antover, the top of the key. Over now to Yetmar. Caitlin looks inside to Mackenzie. Ball going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touched here by Red Oak. So it'll remain down on that side. Clock ticking down. 15 seconds on the shot clock. And it's 40 seconds before the ball is even inbounded. Got to get a shot off in 15 seconds for Kemper. Mackenzie Yetmar sets inbound. Finds Peterson in the corner. She'll turn and find Antover. Goes inside now for Millie Antover. Her layup attempt no good. Rebound going to be tipped out, taken away this time by Natalie Johnson. No shot clock on the play. Caitlin Yetmar going to get a hand on the ball. Saves it down the baseline. Tries to throw it back in. Red Oak and Kemper fighting with it. Ball into the corner now this time for Jones. Kick out. Shot up on the way from Johnson. Rolls around. No good. Ball going to be taken out. Millie Antover picking up her first steal tonight as it gets out. 4 seconds to go. Yetmar over to Caitlin Yetmar from about half court. And that one comes up no good. It's 55-13 at the third quarter break, and the Knights are rolling here in their first round postseason matchup.
Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has all the seafood you need for the season. We have everything from cod and salmon to shrimp in all prep forms, raw, breaded, and cooked. Plus, don't forget seafood salad, tuna salad, and vegetable lasagna. Lenten season is here, and the Market on 30 has everything you need to fill your plate. The Market on 30, your local landmark seafood outlet, located in the BP Plaza, open 7 days a week.
Fans, athletes, and busy parents, fuel your day at Crossroads Nutrition. Whether you're heading to practice, the office, or cheering from the stands, grab an energizing tea or a protein-packed shake made to keep you going strong. At Crossroads Nutrition, it's more than a stop. It's a community built around feeling better and performing your best. Swing by before the game or recharge after the final buzzer. Crossroads Nutrition, 204 West 5th Street in Carroll, where energy meets community and every day starts stronger.
Coming up in your Mackey Motors tailgate, he'll bring up one of the girls as well, as we'll get to talk and chat about this game and an interesting one that they've had so far, a start to their Class 3A Region 2 hopes to get to the state tournament. Mackenzie Yetmar, a couple of dribbles, finds Caitlin Yetmar. Caitlin, a couple of dribbles now to her left side, comes off a screen and drives inside. Kick pass out to Mackenzie, who drives in, gets past her defender. Almost lost it, goes off of a foot of a Red Oak Tiger. Peterson treks it down. We'll pick it up in the backcourt now. Gets into the frontcourt. 13 to go. Yetmar going to be the one in the backcourt that has to pick it up. 9 seconds now. Screen for Mackenzie Yetmar. She'll turn. Looks inside for Antover. Millie Antover. Layup over the defense. Blocked on the shot. And it'll remain on the Kemper side. But with 1 second to go, you got to get a shot up in the air about the second that you touch the ball. or it's going to be a shot clock violation. So you go up and you got to tip it. Shot up on the way with 1 second, no good. Rebound on the backside cleared by Natalie Johnson, and she'll walk out of bounds. As she thought the shot went in, and she thought the shot clock went off. And she'll walk it out of bounds. Because the shot clock goes off, and she thinks that that is the signal of, you know, the shot clock going off and shot clock violation. But nonetheless, a turnover for the Red Oak Tigers. Go to the top for Antover. Pass over to Mackenzie Yetmar. Thought about the deep range three. Gets a screen out from Millie Antover. She'll work it to her right side. Peterson going to set her another screen. Open from the three-point line. Pass over to Peterson, who now comes off a screen from Antover to her right. Peterson off her foot. Picks it up by Caitlin. Caitlin Yetmar comes off a screen from her sister. They're going to work it around. Mackenzie inside for Antover. Antover, one-pound dribble, loses the ball. And it's going to be taken away the time by Ramirez as she comes down the floor. Or Torres, excuse me. Ball back in the hands now of Johnson. She drives baseline. Ellison Johnson shot up and good. As it's now 55 to 15. I had to write down my score here in this quarter. As a shot up on the way and good from Lily Peterson in the corner. Lily Peterson, 2 for 6 on the season, knocks down the shot, and it's now 58 to 15. They're all going to be trapped in the corner. They're going to work it down and inside, and it's going to be a jump ball, which remain in Red Oak possession. I was trying to write down my score on here. 55 to 13 to end that quarter. Red Oak going to get 8 in the third quarter. Kemper going to get 11. Checking into the ball game here. Going to be Cassie Lorman into the corner. Three-point shot up on the way from Red Oak. Got it to go. Swishing that three-pointer is going to be 7 to her. And it's now 58 to 18. Kenzie Yetmar works to her left. Pass off to Caitlin Yetmar. Thought about the three inside for Millie Antover. Millie going to have it ripped away. Another jump ball yet again. They're calling these pretty fairly fast. Don't want to get anything out of order here with the game being out of reach. Yetmar inbound. Caitlin looking to get it in. They're going to set a couple of cross screens. Throws it up to the top for Mackenzie Yetmar. She'll have a screen from her. Millie Antover, three-point shot up on the way, no good. Rebound going to be cleared this time by Torres. And she'll turn around and fire it. Yetmar coming up to get it. Mackenzie going to look, turns inside, finds Millie Antover. Her shot going to be blocked on the way up. And it'll go out of bounds. Last touch up by the Red Oak Tigers. And Kemper's second unit just struggling to score a little bit here. I mean, you have a comfortable lead, so it's okay. But you got to find some sort of a bucket. In the corner, Lorman going to be fouled, and that'll be number 5, I believe. And fouling out of this game is going to be Ellison Johnson, the 5'6 senior, going to have her basketball career come to a close tonight for the Red Oak Tigers, and she's all smiles over here, and that's what you like to see. Again, 44-5, the score after two, 55-13, the score after three. I was writing that down on my sheet. Caitlin Yetmar throws over the top to Millie Antover. Layup attempt up and good. Assist going to Caitlin Yetmar. A nice throw on that one to get it over the top. An even nice bucket that time as well. Throw over the top of the Red Oak Tigers. Going to go out of bounds. 60-18 the score as Millie Antover picking up the bucket. Caitlin Yetmar going to check out. Georgia Prescott checking into the game here for the Kemper Knights. Going to be fully reserves for the Knights, and this is valuable playoff minutes for plenty of girls out here. Lorman, bounce pass inside, ball going to be stolen away this time, trying to look for Antover. In the backcourt, they're going to have Sebenicker running up to the front court now. Antover going to get back on defense, driving in. Sebenicker's layup up, no good. Rebound going to be cleared this time by Lily Peterson. It'll be her first of the night. Mackenzie Yetmar going to come down. Dribbles to her right, kick back out to Lorman, fires up the deep range three, got it to go. Cassie Lorman knocking down the deep range three, and the assist going to Mackenzie Yetmar, and it's a party here in Kemper Catholic High School as everyone's finding the bottom of the net. And you saw a reaction. Cassie kind of looked and, you know, was a little shocked that one goes through, and You're happy to see that from the young girl. Kathy never has attempted a three on the season. She's now 100% at 1-for-1 on the year. And the Knights lead 63-18 here in a round number one of the postseason. Sebenicker, three from the corner up, no good. Long rebound going to go to Lorman, picking up her first of the night. Bringing it down over to Peterson. Lily Peterson to Millie Antover. Over to Marissa Antover, back to Lorman. Looking inside, pass it off to Peterson once again. Fires up the top, range three, got it to go. Lily Peterson, 2-for-2 from the three-point line tonight, and it's 66-18 for the Kemper Knights. That assist going over to Marissa Antover, picking up her first of the night. Shot up on the way, no good. Backside rebound picked up. Layup attempt up, no good, but the foul going to be called on the Kemper Knights. That'll put Miley Johnson in line to shoot, too. Lorman picking up her first of the night. She comes in averaging 0.5 points and is now thrilled a three-pointer. And I tell you what, that's a fun matchup right there. And she goes up and just knocks it down. Free throw up this time, and it's good. I mean, Miley Johnson picking up the free throw. 66-19, second one up, and a good as well. 66-20, your score here in the quarter. Both of those going in for Johnson. Inside, ball going to be tipped out. 1:26 to go left in the game. Kick out to the corner. Three-point shot up on the way. No good. Backside rebound going to be cleared by Jones. She'll have it tipped by Prescott for a second. Hands it off now to Johnson. Shot up on the way from the three-point line. No good. Rebound to Millie Antover. Picking up her second of the night. And she'll outlet it. Prescott was looking for it. And Prescott going to run into a player down there. Jones going to be the one on the receiving end. Under a minute to go. 66-20. Your score here in the fourth quarter. We're more than likely watching this clock expire. More than likely watching it, you know, just go away. Looking inside. Kick to the corner. Back to the top for Jones. Jones will drive baseline. Works it back out this time for Erickson. Erickson thought about the three, kicking it around the top of the key. Now to the left side, getting it to the corner. Driving in Torres. Kick out now. Three-point shot from Jones up. Rolls in and rolls out as Marissa Antover picking up the rebound. Lorman at the top of the key. Over now to Millie Antover. Antover looking inside. Finds Peterson on the outside. Back over now. Looking, Marissa Antover in the corner. Lost the ball. Rebound going to be taken away this time by Lorman. Her layup attempt up, no good. Rebound taken away by Jones. 4 seconds to go. 3-2-1. The Kemper Knights going to pick up the 66-20 win here at home as they close out this game. Again, they had 55, 11 points in that quarter, 20, as it'll be a 7-point quarter for the Red Oak Tigers. They have a 20-66. The Kemper Knights going to improve to 16 wins on the season, and they head now and await the winner of Van Meter and at Atlantic. We're going to go ahead and step away. I'll total up my stats on player of the game and an interview with Coach Yetmar coming up next.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Ready to roll, Carol? Wittrock Motor Company is your starting lineup for everything automotive. Need a new ride? Their sales team is ready to assist. Hearing a rattle? Their service department has your back. In a hurry, zip through their express oil change. Fender bender? The collision center will have you looking like an MVP again. From the tip off to the final buzzer, Wittrock keeps you driving strong. Wittrock Motor Company, cheering loud for the Kemper Knights and Carroll Tiger basketball teams. Play your best. When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals.
an 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch, just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good.
When your farm needs a team you can trust, that team is Halber Enterprises. Like our hometown teams, they show up prepared and get the job done right. Halber Enterprises is your trusted source for Sukup grain bins and steel buildings built to perform season after season. With quality Sukup materials, experienced crews, in-house service techs, and licensed electricians, they can handle projects start to finish. Halber Enterprises also stocks repair parts and Baldor motors to keep your operation running. Call Halber Enterprises at 712-658-2141. Halber Enterprises and Sukup Manufacturing. Built strong, backed local. Does your IT only show up when something breaks? Reactive support isn't a strategy. For more than 25 years, Custom Technology Solutions has helped businesses align technology with growth, security, and long-term success. Locally owned in Carroll, CTS goes beyond fixing problems. They act as your trusted IT partner. They've even helped local businesses achieve results other providers said were impossible. For IT that truly understands your business, call Jamie North at Custom Technology Solutions at 877-287-1007 or email info at carolsitsupport.com.
At Motor Inn, we know that teamwork makes all the difference on the field and in the community. Just like a great coach invests in their players, we invest in our schools, our athletes, and our future. From Friday night lights to Saturday tournaments, we're proud to stand on the sidelines cheering for every win and supporting every effort. Because when our kids succeed, our whole community wins. Motor Inn, shop local, drive local, support local. Driving excellence on the road and in the game of life.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. A 66-20 final here on the home floor of the Kemper Knights as they pick up a win to advance to the second round of the Class 3A Region 2 postseason. And a huge night from them. I mean, you look at it, they were in double-digit steals after the end of the first half. They ran a 34-0 start and had plenty of offense going in that first half. I see Coach Yetmar and Elsa Tiefenthaler making their way up, and who more fitting? I mean, I'll tell you later why, but I'll explain that a little bit later. We'll have our Culver's Player of the Game coming up a little bit later in our Mackey Motors tailgate as well. Coach Yetmar making his way over here. I don't know if he'll send, I think Elsa over here first as she gets over here. Get the headset here for Miss Tiefenthaler. Elsa, you guys start out in a 2-3 zone, kind of pressed a little bit there, and you've seen Red Oak plenty of times in your high school career here. Did you expect what they were throwing at you?
Yeah, we did. We watched, we scouted really well, I think. But yeah, we were just ready to play.
You personally, I thought you were going to go for 40 tonight. I mean, you had what, 18 in the
Maybe
first half?
I didn't play, but yeah, I think that it was fun. We were all passing the ball. I mean, we had three or four people in double figures. So
for you guys, especially tonight, without Olivia, you know, you don't have that size down low. Besides Addie, there, you put Morgan in the lineup,
yeah.
And you know, Morgan. I mean, I said it this way: Morgan has a motor that doesn't stop defensively as a guard. But when you put you, Morgan, and Kaylee out there on defense, I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's just scrappy. I mean, we all just want to steal the ball, and then Mojo just runs down the court. I mean, she just runs, yeah, and you just give it to her, and she's been finishing really well lately, so yeah.
For you girls here on your home floor, I mean, also for you as a senior as well,
yeah.
You've been a leader of this team. You started for, what, 4 years now. What does it mean to get this home win tonight and know that, you know, you get to put the jersey on one more time?
I mean, yeah, I really don't want it to be the end, but it kind of sucks. It's kind of sad, but... Oh, yeah. I mean, we're just trying to not take anything for granted and just try to keep playing.
For you guys as well, how does it feel that, you know, you can come out in the third quarter and sit there and go, well, you know, we don't have to do a lot in this
yeah.
third quarter.
I was like, he was talking, I was like, I think we're done for a while. But, yeah, yeah, I mean, all of our bench played really well. I don't think anyone had a bad game. Everyone gave great minutes, and we got everybody in, which makes it really special because one of the last home games.
Also, I tell you what, great career
Thank
so
you.
Far. Hoping you guys can pick up a win against Van Meter Atlantic as well.
Thank you.
That was Elsa Tiefenthaler joining us here. She gets to yell over at Coach Jetmar to get up here and get on the mic. Coach, I came up to you, and, you know, we had that talk earlier, and you're like, it'd be nice to just have one of those games that, you know, you don't have to really hold your breath because you've had plenty of those this season of 4 points, 5 points, 6 point wins, but tonight you pick up the 66-20 win here. Were you able to not have to hold your breath? You were good? Just let it kind of go by?
We were good. That start was about as good as we could ask for. Being up, I think it was 30-0 at the end of the first quarter, so girls came out, executed. Offensively, we were super unselfish. Defensively, we were really active. And it went to the mentality of we weren't thinking, we were just playing, and we just keep saying that. That's when we're at our best. So kudos to the girls. They were just locked in all day. Even at shoot around, you could just see a different vibe. So, yeah, great effort.
Coach, I kind of asked Elsa a little bit about the defense, but there's not many games in the state of Iowa that I have seen at the high school level where a team can be held to 34-0 to start the game. What did the girls do well defensively to be able to hold them scoreless throughout the first quarter into the second quarter?
Honestly, it's just we're active. We're in passing lanes. We're getting our hands on passes. If we didn't steal them, we were deflecting them, disrupting their offense. So, yeah, it just came down to being active and, you know, anticipating passes, that kind of stuff. So, great start. You know, we didn't shoot it great, if you will, but that's okay. We got great looks. We kept talking about not good looks, great looks, and we did. So a good first-round game.
You got some valuable minutes out of some girls. I mean, you emptied the bench and got everyone in the game. You got a couple of freshmen, some sophomores, and I go back to this point. I mean, I watched Cassie Lorman put up that three, make the shot, and immediately her face just lights up with, I just made that shot. How important is it to see that out of these young girls that, you know, they can gain some confidence throughout the postseason here when you have games like this?
Yeah, they're critical to our success, and we keep telling them that. Whether it's scout looks or, you know, even moments, you know, Millie Antover went in, you know, early second quarter. So, you know, just keep developing, keep enjoying these moments. You know, it's super cool to see the happiest people in the gym when Lily P hits a three or Cassie hits a three is those starters. And that's when you know you have something special. I'm proud of those girls. They deserve those moments. They work just as hard as anybody else. Great opportunity for them to play in front of a good crowd and show what they can do.
Second round, Atlantic or Van Meter? I know you know a decent bit about Atlantic with them kind of being a team around here, but with Van Meter, do you know a lot about Van Meter, or is it going to be a lot of game planning?
A lot of game planning. Don't know anything, to be honest. I keep saying this, said it in the coach's show. We truly bought into the 0-0 mentality. We're not looking ahead. We're just not going to do it. So tomorrow we'll dive in, dissect some film on whomever it is. I haven't heard anything, seen anything, so we'll see who it is. And we got Sunday to crunch film, and then we got Monday, Tuesday to put in our plan.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, big win at you guys tonight. It was a fun one to watch. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Mace.
That was head coach Justin Jetmar. We'll go ahead and name our Culbers a player of the game. It was a pretty easy choice for me. I mean, there was plenty of girls that were in the running, but Elsa Tiefenthaler and the way that she commanded this offense tonight, I mean, not just scoring the ball early. She had 18 going into the half and then had 21 finishing up the game, but 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Elsa Tiefenthaler, our Culbers player of the game. Kemper Knights win their Class 3A Region 2 opening round here against Red Oak at home by a score of 66-20. We got Carol and Isak still going on. Make sure you go tune in. Thank you guys for tuning in to this Kemper broadcast. Everyone, have a good night.
So still, oh, I'll give you a kingdom and a half. KCIM.
Right now at carolbroadcasting.com.
KCIM, Western Iowa weather.
Lows dip down to about 32 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 61 tomorrow. Ample sunshine expected. Lows around 43 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Fravely. See the full forecast and the Brinks Exteriors radar at 1380KCIM.com. Right now, 41.
More 80s classics on Ultimate 80s. KCIM.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would...